Welcome back to Bravo Breaking News with Kim and Lisa. So this week on Vanderpump Rules, Lala is getting dangerously close to Sandoval, and the secrets are coming out about Schwartz and Sheena. But leave it to Katie to get revenge in the best way possible by banging Schwartz's best friend, Max. Is it a double standard, or does Katie have every right to hook up with whoever she wants in the friend group? We're going to get into it all, but before we do, make sure you guys are subscribed so you don't miss any Bravo Breaking News.
There is a lot to discuss about this week's episode, but we start off at who else's, Tom and Ariana's. Billy Lee is over. Of course, they're going to be talking about the house. You know, Tom wants to buy the house out from Ariana. He sent her a letter. She's basically ghosted him. And we all know how that plays out. You know, we saw that Ariana did end up buying a $1.6 million house this week. So bravo,
Todd. Congrats. Finally. Like, I never thought we'd see the day. Honestly, I thought they were going to, like, both grow old and die in that house because neither wanted to blink first.
I know. And, you know, I have a feeling that Tom's not going to let this go. We still don't know. Did she give Tom the house? You know, did Tom pay her out? We don't know, but I'm sure we will find out. But we also jump over to, I think it's so funny that, like, the camera crew is just in the house, but filming them completely separately. You know, they, like, go down the hall to Ariana's. She's getting ready and she's FaceTiming Anne. And, you know, we heard that Anne might be Ariana's assistant now, but I did not know that this was going to be a storyline on the show. You know, Ariana's basically like, I'm looking for an assistant. And Anne's like, I volunteer as tribute. Pick me, please, please, please. And I just love that. Like, hashtag save Anne. Like, do you think she ends up being Ariana's assistant?
Well, I think she does, but not yet. But I think it was kind of like sad because I think she genuinely thought she was that Ariana was going to ask her to be her assistant in that moment, because you see Anne like, oh my God, oh my God. And then she said, so if you know anyone. So I think Anne was a little bit let down. But yeah, I mean, you can't just like poach her. That would be make an awkward situation even more awkward. But, you know, I think it all turns out the way it should in the end. So we get to the scene with Schwartz and Lala, right? They're getting juice. They're taking juice shots. They're literally buying everything in creation, or at least Schwartz is. And Tom just casually drops this bomb that he and Sheena made out 12 years ago in Vegas. And Lala's genuinely surprised to hear this. And she says, I'm sorry, what? When was this? Like, were you with Katie? And he admits he was dating Katie, but they were in a rocky moment. You know, we know that Schwartz has, in the past, gone out, gotten drunk, and made out with people even after he was married. So this doesn't surprise me at all. I think he thought it was kind of a throwaway comment. Like, look, we've all done shit. You know, we've all cheated. We've all fucked up. You know, let's, like, let this Sandoval thing go. It's not that big of a deal. And little did he know, you know, this, maybe he did know. I don't know. Maybe he's playing the game. But, you know, we know this is not the end of this.
No, definitely not. And when you say playing the game, that's definitely where my head went, because, you know, all of the sudden, Sandoval is no longer, you know, in the focus right now. We have all of these other storylines about other people hooking up with other people and cheating and, you know, past relationships and stuff. And it's like definitely diverting the attention away from Sandoval. And once again, is Schwartz taking the fall for Sandoval? You know, he's like, okay, Sandoval's had enough. I'm going to drop this bomb that I made out with Sheena to kind of divert the attention to me now. And I don't know, that's just kind of the vibe that I got. But honestly, 12 years and nobody has said a word about this. I mean, yes, it was only a makeout. It was only a kiss. But we learn that Schwartz was dating Katie. Just because they were in a rocky time, you know, doesn't make it okay. And Sheena had just been engaged to Shay. Like, this is, I don't know, this is not okay by any means, but yes, we hear a lot more about it throughout the episode. Like, what was your initial reaction?
Well, initially I thought of your video about all the theories about this, right? Because we saw this moment in the trailer and we were kind of trying to understand, like, was this the editor sort of playing tricks on us, or is this something that actually happened? So go back and watch that video, guys, because Kim had a ton of great theories. You know, everything from, was it Sheena lookalike? And he was saying people thought I made out with Sheena in Vegas. But it really is just as straightforward as it sounds. Like, he was drunk and, you know, kissed her or tried to kiss her, according to Sheena. So my initial reaction was same as Lala, like, Katie's going to be fucking pissed. But I also, I don't know, they were in their 20s, like, you do stupid shit. I don't know. I don't think it's as big of a deal as maybe some people do. But let's keep going and we'll circle back to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not Scandoval. Let's be real. 12 years ago, a kiss versus a 7-month affair, like, not, you know, cannot be compared by any means. But yes, so I definitely thought that Katie was going to be pissed, but she actually was kind of calm when Lala told her. So Lala invited her over and decided to tell Katie first over Sheena, which, props to Lala. I think that was the right move there for sure, because she didn't want to give Sheena time to, you know, make up excuses and cover it up and all of that stuff. So I don't know. Katie does seem shook, but at the same time, like, not surprised. She just has, like, a lot of questions. She's like, was this the time that Schwartz said he actually made out with one of Sheena's friends in Vegas and it was actually Sheena? And they flash back to that scene in the Sir Alley. You know, was I there? I don't remember being in Vegas, like, without, you know, Schwartz and Sheena, you know, when this all happened. So I don't know. She just, like, has a lot of questions and kind of wants to get to the bottom of the timeline, as do we.
Okay, but Lala was messy in this moment because she also said a few years ago, Schwartz made out with Sheena in Vegas. No, 12 years is not a few years ago. Like, a few years ago to me is 2, 3, maybe 4. So that would have been way more problematic if it had been a few. So I don't know what Lala was doing in this moment, but she was being messy.
I agree. A few and 12. No, the math ain't mathing.
So Hotel Ziggy, right? James is DJing. We have pretty much the whole crew there. And there's some pockets, you know, separating. So we've got, like, Billy Lee and Joe and T. Oh, can we talk about T for a second? Okay. So last episode, when they were at the tea party, the sexy singles pool party, and T was there, I thought they'd introduce T as Billy's girlfriend. So then when Billy's trying to hook up Tom and T, I got really confused, and I think you did too. And then I realized maybe they just meant, like, Billy's friend who's a girl, you know? But I swear they said girlfriend at one point, like, on the little title card. And then it was like, why is she trying to get Tom and T together if T and Billy are dating? I don't know. I was very confused, but I don't know. What's going on here?
I was also very confused. If you guys have any clarification, please share, because I totally thought that T and Billy Lee were dating, and I didn't know. It kind of almost seemed like Billy was like, here, you can borrow her just to, like, brush up your game. You know what I mean? Like, here, take her out for the night, take her bowling, you know, do all this stuff. But it was very confusing to me. I still don't know if they're together. Obviously, T and Tom aren't together. I don't know. Somebody please clarify for us.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on the Joe situation? I know, you know, Joe's not everyone's cup of tea. I'll make another tea reference. But, you know, at the end of the day, she is still a human. And I feel like it's got to be a really hard position for her to be in when, you know, like she said, she can tell that everyone's kind of talking shit about her, kind of, you know, shooting looks her way and everything. And I don't know how I feel about it. Feels like they were kind of ganging up on her a little bit. You know, Sheena's kind of, why are you wearing a hat? Take your hat off. I'm not gonna let you have your hat. Show your braids. It's just a little bit much. And she obviously was affected by it. And I felt for her in this moment.
I kind of did too, but I see where some of the girls are coming from. So first of all, obviously Katie has an issue with Joe because of her, like, moving in with Schwartz, like, 2 months after they got divorced when they used to all be friends. So that's kind of shady. I don't think I would be okay with the girl that moved in with my ex as his roommate and then started banging him immediately. So I see where Katie's coming from. I also see where Ariana's coming from, because Joe was complicit in the affair. And we know that Schwartz has gotten a lot of shit and a lot of heat about potentially, most likely, being complicit in the affair from the beginning. So, you know, let's not have a double standard here. Let's treat them equally. And Joe deserves to kind of be put under the fire for basically hanging out with them as a foursome. She went to Big Bear with the Toms, with Raquel. She knew about the affair and spent Thanksgiving at Ariana's house. So I think that at least Katie and Ariana do have a right to not like this girl and not want anything to do with her.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so should we talk about the moment where Tom Sandoval approaches Ariana? What might be the most uncomfortable scene ever?
I mean, talk about cringe, talk about immediate ick. Like, it was, Ariana did not see this coming. Like, Tom Sandoval just creeps up and he's like, hey, Ariana, hey, did you get that letter I sent to you about the house? And everybody's like, he's like, my lawyer has it. And then, like, immediately turns around and, like, literally look up cold shoulder in the dictionary and you will see this photo of Ariana. It is, like, the perfect cold shoulder, completely ignores. And all the other girls are just like, why are you over here talking to us? It was perfect.
My God. And he was so awkward, too. Okay, sorry to bother you guys. Just, you know, I just want to make sure. Okay, have a good night. Bye.
Like, what did he think was going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, he had to have known that she was going to not talk to him. Like, but it's pretty wild. Okay, then we also get Katie kind of pulling Sheena aside to confront her about, you know, this new revelation that her and Schwartz had kissed in the past. And she immediately says, no, that didn't happen. You know, he tried to kiss me. You know, he was drunk. He pulled me aside. He tried to kiss me, but, like, we didn't kiss. So that never happened. And yes, she says that she was engaged to Shay at the time. And she didn't tell Katie because she was scared of her. Like, she said, this was peak Tequila Katie days. I didn't want to get my head ripped off for something that wasn't even, you know, it wasn't even a thing. It was just a drunken, like, moment. And it's not like she was into it by any means. So what's your take on this whole situation?
I mean, Sheena was totally downplaying the whole situation, acting so sympathetic towards Katie in the moment. She's like, you know, I knew that Tom and you were going through a rough time and I didn't want to, you know, affect your relationship whatsoever. You guys ended up getting married and living here happily ever after. And then cut to the confessional. I didn't tell Katie because I'm scared of her and she would have come after me. It's like, Sheena, which is it? Are you trying to protect their relationship or were you trying to protect yourself? My bet is on yourself. I think that you didn't want to be in this situation to be in trouble with Katie, especially when she's on one of her tequila-fed rampages. So I don't know. But, you know, Katie makes such a good point. She's like, you were my bridesmaid. You were in my wedding and you didn't think to, like, tell me at any point. Like, it's kind of shady.
But I feel like I don't know, when's the best time to tell her? If you don't do it right away, then it just gets worse and worse as time goes on, you know? I don't know. I feel like if she would have told Katie, Katie would have probably gone on a rage, like, you know, we've seen her do many times before. So I get it, just because it was one of those things where it probably wasn't worth, like, ruining a relationship over. And Sheena's relationship too, you know? I don't know. The whole thing is just, it's a little, I feel like they're kind of making a mountain out of a molehill, but maybe that's just me.
Yeah, but I do think that this definitely, you know, Katie has a right to not trust Sheena after this. Like, yes, it was just a kiss, possibly not even a makeout. We don't even really know. We probably will never know the truth. But also, what else has Sheena, you know, lied by omission about? You know what I mean? Like, Katie and Sheena have had trouble for years. They've had issues for years. And this is kind of just icing on the cake. Like, I don't think that they will ever have a friendship, especially after this.
Yeah. Okay. The scene with Lala and James and Schwartz, right? And then Sandoval. I was so confused at this because it's one thing for Lala and James to hang out with Schwartz, but I feel like it's another for them to hang out as a foursome with Sandoval. And of course, they played it as he might stop by. You know, we don't know. But this just set me off on this whole, okay, where's the boundary then? Because Ariana has made it very clear that she doesn't want to fuck around with people who are hanging out with Sandoval. Yet, here's Lala, one of her closest friends, hanging out with Sandoval. So I have a feeling that this episode, and this is just the beginning of it because, you know, we'll see her with Tom later, that I have a feeling that this episode is probably what started setting Ariana off. We know that, you know, they filmed the reunion and something goes down with Lala and Ariana and pretty much the friendship's over. And I feel like this episode probably has something to do with it.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Yeah, I mean, it's like just when we thought Sheena was going to be the one that's like going to hang out with Tom and do all this stuff, it's Lala.
Lala
was just calling him a groomer like two episodes ago, is now going to Ariana and Tom's house to hang out with Tom Sandoval one-on-one. Like, this was so strange. I don't know. You know, Andy said in his video on his way or after the reunion, or maybe it was on Radio Andy, that, you know, Lala is like the voice of reason and she really like shines this season. Like, dude, is it just because she's hanging out with Sandoval and like going against Ariana? Because sorry, that's not going to do it for me.
Yeah, it was definitely uncomfortable for me to watch her enter that house. Ariana's not there. She doesn't know that Lala's there. He makes her a latte and then they go outside and just hang out and talk. And she was very sympathetic, you know, towards him and saying, you know, what you did, like, isn't my fight and I don't want you to be defined by this and things like that. I was uncomfortable watching because I'm like, girl, this is, Ariana's going to see this and this is not going to be good.
I mean, what made me more uncomfortable than that conversation was seeing Tom laying on the ground, gut-wrenching screams coming out of him. Like, I don't think any of us really needed to see that moment. Like, it's like he's doing it and Lala walks in and is like, excuse me? And he has like his eye mask on, so he has no idea. But I don't know. That scene was, everything about it made me feel uncomfortable. And Lala like wanting to really create a friendship. It's like they're starting from the ground up. You know, it's like one thing because Sheena and Tom have been best friends for 14 years or whatever. They have a very long-standing relationship that they want to try to, you know, make whole again and reconnect. But with Lala, it's like she's never been friends with Sandoval before. And all of a sudden, she just wants to start a new friendship. Like, now's the time you want to start a new friendship, girl. It's not making sense. It's making, I want to be part of the storyline. I want to kind of fuel this. I don't know. It's feeling a little bit forced to me.
It's definitely strange. Like, if you want another friend, like, there's a lot of people in LA. Like, find another friend.
Find another friend.
And the something about her tasting, Lala was kind of, you know, taking digs at that too, not in front of their faces, but in the confessionals, of course. She's saying, we already did this. We did this last year. I had the Greek goddess last year. Soprasada, tasted it. It's lovely. Delicious. Why do I need to be here again tasting it again? And I mean, she's not wrong, right? It was pretty much the same event, but with added decor. The place looks gorgeous. I want to know when it's going to open. I mean, these poor girls are carrying this lease, you know, for God knows how long by now, 15 months, and they haven't been able to open. And James makes the joke, you know, okay, so this is basically turning into Schwartz and Sandy's, where the joke is, you know, when is it going to open? Like, it's never going to open. I guess it just must be really fucking hard to open a brick and mortar in LA.
So I do have some intel and I will be filming another video to talk about something about her update. So
ooh,
you guys tune into that. But yeah, something is up. I'm kind of with Lala here. You know, I'm not always on Team Lala, but girl, we did this last year. What are they doing again? What is going on? Yes, they have a beautiful interior, but the business is not open and it's giving sus. There's definitely something going on.
I mean, the best thing about this scene was the sloppy Joe comment, right? Schwartz says, oh, you guys should have a hangover cure sandwich. You know, like I want like a manwich. And James says, you know, you like the sloppy Joe shorts. Oh my God. No one could keep a straight face.
I mean, James, we're not seeing enough of James this season. I miss him. He became the number one guy in the group. And then all of a sudden, poof, like is barely in any of the scenes. But he always feeds us, you know, he gives us what we want. And I loved that moment. But so we move from the tasting to Sir because, you know, Katie.
Just like we did last year.
Just like we did last year, because Katie and Ariana have to bring the sandwiches to Lisa just like they did last year. I don't know. Didn't Lisa also already taste the sandwiches? I don't know. So, okay. So they, of course, Lisa and Ken sit down and they want to hear about the drama. So Katie tells Lisa about the kiss with Schwartz. Schwartz comes over and, you know, they're just basically like making fun of him to his face. Like, why would they do this? You fumbled so hard and now once again, you got Sloppy Joe. And I don't know. I mean, this Sloppy Joe thing, I think it's going to stick. If Joe wasn't already getting bullied, she definitely is now.
Okay, well, I want to look, guys, I am not for this. Like, I listen, bullying in any way, shape, and form is not okay. So, sure, can it be a fun little, like, one-liner? Okay, but, like, let's not, like, hound the girl, okay? No one wants to be called Sloppy Joe for the rest of her life. All right, so, but then we get some interesting information revealed by none other than Brock. So he is kind of talking to Schwartz saying, you know, why Katie's overreacting, like this was so long ago. And he says, and you know what, P.S., she doesn't really have a leg to stand on because she left last night with your boy. And Schwartz is like, what do you mean? And Brock says, she went home with your boy. And Schwartz says, who, Max? And Brock confirms that Max, who apparently is one of Schwartz's best friends, went home with Katie. And we learned that he stayed there all night because Sheena, the location collector, has his location and he was there all night long.
Yeah, bombshell dropped. I did hear this rumor, but I didn't really know if it was true or not. Also, I didn't know that Max and Schwartz were best friends. Like, this is Max Bowens, who was on the show and was fired for being racist or posting something racist online or something. But obviously, he's still in the fold. He still hangs out with everybody. And this is 100% a revenge bang. I mean, Katie and Max have been in the same room and hung out together for a very long time. And it's very fitting that days after she finds out about Sheena and Schwartz, she decides to go home with Max. So I think it was calculated. Do I think she has every right to do this? 100% yes. I mean, like she said, you know, she made the rule about not hooking up with anybody in the friend group. And Schwartz listened to that for about 2 days before he made out with Raquel. So I think that Katie has every right to bang Max. I mean, this is, they're, what, 2 years divorced by now? She can do whatever the hell she wants, honestly. What is more of a red flag, honestly, is that Sheena has the locations of 56 people and says, I don't care, it's none of my business. And then in the same sentence goes, oh, actually, you know, I checked his location to make sure he got home. And then he wasn't home. He was at Katie's. And then I checked it again a few hours later and he was still there. And then I checked it again the next morning and he was still there. And it's like, okay, guys, whoever's sharing your location with Sheena Shea, please stop it immediately because she is going to use it against you at any turn that she can.
Yeah, this was wild because Sheena learns that Brock told Schwartz and she's pissed at Brock, right? And she comes back to the table and everyone's like, what's wrong, Sheena? What's wrong, Shishi? And she says, well, Brock, why don't you tell them? Like in front of 15 people, half of whom are not on the cast, you know? And so she's encouraging Brock to let it out. They're outing Katie in front of everyone. And then, you know, Sheena tries to sit back and say, I'm not getting into it. It's not my business. But like you said, then she brings up the location thing that she checked in the morning and he was still there. It's like, Sheena, you can't have it both ways. Like, you're either not getting into it or you're revealing it all. Like, let's just, you know, let's just stop pretending. I don't know where I stand on this. I think it's pretty messed up on Max's part for sure. If Schwartz is truly his best friend to go and bang his ex-wife, I do think there was like a revenge part of it for Katie, but I don't know. I still think that's pretty pretty low blow. Like, you can't really compare a drunken half kiss in Vegas 12 years ago to like sleeping with your current best friend. I mean, I don't know. Again, messy.
Yeah. I mean, I know I was like, this is all calculated. Schwartz is trying to take the heat off Sandoval, but thank God, at least we are moving away from the Sandoval redemption arc. We don't need to talk about Sandoval anymore. Let's move on. Let's get some new drama, new beef. This episode definitely brought it, and I'm here for it. I'm here for the new feuds. I'm here for the new hookups, and it's definitely going to continue to play out. So we will be here next week to cover it all. Make sure you guys subscribe so you don't miss any more Bravo breaking news.
See you all next time.